A colloquy between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate over EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule got a little testy this week. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota asked for the conversation when Democrats failed to allow a bill that would block the rule come up for a vote.
This is an important issue that affects virtually all Americans, that affects our economy, that affects our farmers, our ranchers, our businesses, the energy sector, you name it. When we have something of this importance, we have an absolute responsibility to the people of this country to stand up and show where we stand on the issue. Meaning we have a responsibility to vote on this and the other important issues before this body. And that's what we're asking for.
Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas says the bill would prohibit EPA from attempting to finalize the proposed rule.
We will continue working here in the Senate as well as the House, either to convince the administration to back off this proposal or, if necessary, to block the agencies from moving forward. We have stopped this type of foolishness before, and I expect that we will be successful again.
When time came for the Democrats to have their say, Ben Cardin of Maryland passionately disputed points being made about the rule by those opposed.
If you listen to my colleagues, they would tell you that if you have a ditch as a farmer on your property, that just is on your property, that you're using for irrigation on your property, that would be subject to this regulation. It is not. It is specifically exempt. Now, here's the point. This is a proposed regulation. So if you think further clarification is needed, there's an extended comment period.
And Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island positioned the debate as one of agricultural versus coastal states.
And I am willing to listen to my colleagues who have upland, landlocked agricultural states tell me about how important it is that they be able to load up with fertilizer and grow their crops and do all those things. I appreciate and understand that point of view. That is not the only point of view. There are sister states for whom that creates a real problem. And it is not fair to come to this conversation and assume that we have nothing to say, that our coasts have no stake in these decisions, and that there is only one side to this argument, and that is how much stuff you can dump out on your agricultural properties.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.